Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Fran Connolly has been appointed as England Netball's new CEO. During the World Cup, she shared her passion and enthusiasm for the game.
It's just been fantastic. I think the media, the country has really got behind netball since the Com Games last year. And it's built in momentum continuously over that kind of 12-month, 18-month period to a point where, yeah, it's actually happening. It's huge. Out there on Piazza, right outside the arena, it's crazy. It's like a carnival atmosphere outside. People are dancing, people are singing, people are having picnics, and this is what we dreamt of. This is when we've been planning this event. This is what the atmosphere we wanted to create, and we kind of didn't let ourselves believe it was possible, but it is, and here we are. Brilliant.
And it's only a few days in as well.
I know, can you tell I'm excited?
Fran has been speaking to The Netball Show about what the new role includes and what her short-term aims are for the sport.
Fran, first of all, a huge congratulations. This is going to mean a lot to you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Andy. Absolutely thrilled. Probably still in a slight bit of shock, and I feel incredibly privileged to be leading this sport now. I can't believe I'm saying that still.
You know that current setup really, really well, and it was almost nice to see instantly. There was the congratulations from Sarah from Wales, Claire from Scotland. Many, many others have taken to Twitter to mention it as well. You know the one that caught my eye the most?
Oh, dear. What was it?
No, it was good. It was the message from Jo herself.
Oh, yeah. That I welled up when I read Jo's message. I think that was absolutely lovely. And just the whole day in total yesterday was really overwhelming. I received such lovely messages from across the netball family, from across the sports sector. A lovely day, really lovely day.
For those that didn't see it, she put it in creative, innovative and visionary hands.
Yeah, she's very kind. She's very kind. And I hope so. I genuinely hope so. And I've learnt from the best. That's all I can say. You know, Jo was I have huge respect for Jo. She was a huge inspiration. And I worked alongside her for many years as director on the executive team before she became CEO. And then I worked for her for the last 4 years. And I've enjoyed every second. Really sad to see her go, but really excited about the opportunity ahead.
Maybe the kind of question that you don't get asked by the BBC and Sky, but was there an envelope that was handed over? It was golden and passed between CEOs. And when you opened it, it said, for goodness sake, don't muck it up.
not quite. You know, I received a phone call from the chairman a week and a half ago now, so I've had to keep this a secret for quite some time, not just from the general public but also from staff and from family, because we really didn't want it leaking out. But I did tell Jo, and she did reassure me and give me some wise words. And yeah, it's been a hard secret to keep though, because effectively I've been doing the job for a week without anyone knowing I've been doing the job. So a difficult but quite exciting situation to be in.
It's easy to say though, that experience, and you've been involved in England Netball for such a time, you know what kind of shape it's in, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've been with the business now for 18 years, since 2001, and I feel really honoured actually that the organisation has afforded me the opportunities that I've been given. You know, I've had the opportunity to build, to transform, to lead teams across the whole business from grassroots up to the elite game, and connected with back office, so in the governance structures. And I think that allowed me to have the confidence going into this role and applying for the position that I knew the sport so well, and I think hopefully that will help me going forward. I can effectively hit the ground running.
You've been visionary over your time there and driving up participation. I think we saw that recent Active Life survey that said something like 320,000 adults are now playing netball on a fortnightly basis.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we were thrilled last week when that came out in the press, absolutely thrilled. It's been a long journey for us in participation, but we've just done a bit of a review. We've been looking back over the last 10 years, and we have had 10 years of consistent and probably unparalleled participation growth, membership growth, and huge success really across all of our programs. And that's absolute credit to the development team. They've worked long and hard to generate new market leading programs, to look at what women and girls want, to create tailored opportunities and really unique experiences that talk to women and girls' motivations, to their aspirations and to their needs. So we know we have an offer from anyone from age 5 to 95. And I think that's probably why we've been so successful, and that's why the figures continue to go up. I guess the other thing that's also helped us is the Vitality Roses. Mm-hmm. Incredible, you know, 18 months, 2 years for them. And every time there is a peak in performance, there's a reciprocal peak in participation. So that's helped enormously.
We've got schemes like Be Netball, Walking Netball, Para Netball, Prem. It shows that it truly is a sport for all.
Yeah, and that's been our aim for so long. You know, our 10-year strategy is entitled Your Game, Your Way, and that's what we wanted to create. That was our aspiration, and we are nearly there. We've probably got a couple of markets that we still want to put some products into. We still think there's some audiences that we haven't yet reached. But in the main, you know, across different age groups and across different levels of ability, then we have a program for the majority of women and girls, and we are really proud of that, actually.
The important thing, englandnetball.co.uk, there's a session finder, so we can find out more information on that, can't we?
Yes, thank you. Lovely plug. Yeah, if you're interested in participating in the sport, head over to the website. There will be a programme for you.
Early days, but do you expect there'll be many changes to the business, how things operate?
Well, I think it's fair to say our direction of travel will not change. Our aspirations have been for a long time to be the world leading nation on the court, on the international stage. And, you know, we are so very close to that. The incredible performances on the Gold Coast and in Liverpool earlier this year. But we want to make that consistent. We want to be the top ranked netball nation and consistently stay there. So that won't change. We want to be the leading team participation sport for women and girls. And that's where we are at the moment. You know, we are the largest participation sport for women, and we want to continue to stay there. So we have to work hard to do that. And I guess one thing we've really tried to work on behind the scenes is financial sustainability of the business. We heavily rely on grant funding from government at the moment, and we want moving forward, I'd love the legacy, or my legacy, to be that grant funding is a choice and not a necessity. We don't want to always go to Sport England and be asking for more and more funding. We want the funding to come from our own initiatives and to mean that we're more in charge of our own destiny. So I don't think in terms of the direction of travel, those things will change. But I think in terms of how we do it, that will change. And that's because it always needs to. So whether that was Joe leading the business or myself leading the business, we've always tried internally to be innovators, to be trailblazers in women's sport. And so we'll continue to evolve, and we'll continue to put new exciting initiatives out into the marketplace so we stay ahead of the rest. We're just about to embark writing our new 10-year strategy. And I think we'll start to highlight to the nation some of the things we're going to be doing slightly differently. But we also want the views of netballers across the country. We want this to be a jointly owned plan. The netball family have been so incredibly passionate and powerful. It's almost like we've created a movement. So we want to involve them in the creation of this next strategy. And that's something I feel really strongly about.
I mean, around the country, the franchise academies are in a solid state. Is it maybe about a little bit more emphasis on the grassroots side as well, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's equal actually across the business. I think in terms of the Vitality Netball Super League, we recognise that's absolutely critical to underpin the success of the national team, and we need to invest more resource in making that happen and growing those businesses that are the franchises. I think people forget some of these are new entities, they're new franchises that didn't exist a couple of years ago, and we probably haven't quite done enough as a business to support them, and our emphasis will change there. We've just appointed a new director who will sit around the exec team table. That's Ian Holloway, way, and he'll be leading that area of work. And we need to make sure that our league can compete with the best leagues in this country across other women's sport, but also across the world. And if we don't have that, I don't believe we can be the top netball nation. So we need to invest in that area in terms of research, expertise, knowledge. But like you say, we need to increase the visibility and the reach of the game through participation as well. One doesn't exist without the other. If we do participation well, we develop talent. If we develop talent well through the franchises, we get great performances on the national stage. And if we do that, we attract sponsorship, we attract brands, and with that, they can take us to audiences that we can't reach. So it's reciprocal benefit, really. Everything's really intrinsically linked.
Jess is obviously on board at the start of things as well. We've spoken to her and she just is really embracing the challenge and confident as well.
Yeah, and rightly so. It's a great appointment for us, and it really is a great time to join the business as a head coach, because you're coming in at the beginning of a new 4-year cycle, so it's yours to stamp your mark on. We're going to have retirements. You know, there will be, I'm sure, some retirements over the next year or so. We've seen players taking a break already, but with that brings really exciting new opportunity for new talent to emerge and break onto the world stage. And with the competitions that we've got coming up in South Africa next month, and in January the Vitality Netball Nations Cup, it gives that new talent the opportunity to compete against the world's best. And Jess has now got, you know, the opportunity to look across the country, harness that talent, and she's got a 3-year lead up really to Birmingham 2022, where again we'll have the opportunity to showcase this incredible sport on home soil. So I think it's a great time for Jess, and I have lots of confidence in where the Roses are going.
The players themselves on court as well, you can't put into words what it's like having that home support.
Oh, it's brilliant. And I think it just shows what that atmosphere in Liverpool did, because the ticket sales have been phenomenal. It is our fastest ever selling event. And I think people just want to rekindle that feeling in the arena, in the M&S Bank Arena, and get behind the Roses again. It's been really, really pleasing to see the reaction of the fans across the country. And if we can create anything like that electric feeling in Liverpool, you know, these girls are going to have a great shot at winning that competition.
Are you getting withdrawal symptoms still like I am?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Liverpool was just great, wasn't it, Andy? You and I touch base on a daily basis, and I think I was just elated to be amongst the atmosphere and to witness the incredible performances on court. So I want to recreate that again as quickly as possible. Yes, absolutely.
Did I see something like 160,000 as well have taken to the court since Liverpool? Was that a figure that...
That's right. 160,000 people have been inspired to start playing netball or play more netball as a result of the Vitality Netball World Cup. It is phenomenal. We had 130,000 that were attracted to the sport following the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. So we really are on a high, and it is absolute proof that fantastic performances on international stages drive grassroots participation. You can create amazing legacies from international competition.
People have mentioned, obviously, since the end of the World Cup, and then there was maybe that delay until the start of the new season in February. So how important do you think things like Fast Five are to maintain their momentum?
I think it's an absolutely great event. I've thoroughly enjoyed watching it. It's a different kind of netball. It's a different kind of entertainment. And we need to look at more things like that. You know, we need to ensure that our competition calendar throughout the year is exciting. We don't want people to have to wait long periods before they can see great netball. We want to make the sport far more visible. We want to take it to different areas around the country, and we want to showcase the different forms of the game. And I think Fast Fives is a great example of that. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So could that mean in the future maybe events in Manchester and maybe a bit further north, that kind of thing, or...?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to take netball out to the nation. One of the difficulties we have is accessing arenas, is having the arenas in the areas of the country we know that we'll get a following. So a big priority within the new 10-year strategy will be arena development and lobbying and pushing hard, trying to get in on the early planning stages of facility development to ensure that netball has a stake in that arena once it's actually built. So we're in some really exciting early discussions with some new arenas across the country that will allow us again to take netball out to new audiences.
And you mentioned to the BBC the door is always open for Tracy should she decide to come back. It would be nice to obviously have somebody of her vast experience as part of the England Netball family in the future?
Definitely. I think we want to give Tracy the time and space to be a great mum. I know she's really excited about this next chapter in her life, and we think she'll take to motherhood really well, and we just want to be patient and to allow her that time and space to enjoy it. So, but we are absolutely clear that Tracy is a huge part of the reason we've been successful over the last couple of years, and she's a credible ambassador for the sport, so we want to have her as part of the netball family going forward. But in what shape or form, I honestly have no idea, and she may decide actually she wants an extended break and it's just not right for her. So, you know, there are no firm plans around any of that, but we are talking to Tracy regularly, and I'm so pleased that she's continuing to support netball in the way she always has.
The next big event over here, New Zealand, South Africa and Jamaica in January for that Nations Cup. Things selling well?
It has, like I said, it's probably been our fastest selling ever event, and that just shows the momentum that we've managed to harness from some of the big events like Liverpool, and people are desperate to see the Vitality Roses step onto court again. So it's going to be a really, really good series. It's a new series, you know, it's something that we've created because we knew there was a gap in the calendar and we didn't want people to have to wait. We also want, for performance reasons, to get new talent on court. So I'm really excited about that competition.
And the sheer fact that these newer athletes are getting that court time, it's another important thing moving forward, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It gives Jess the opportunity to try different things against different nations, to try different combinations, and to test out some of the people that she's brought into camp. And it's a great opportunity, I think, at the right time.
What are the plans short term?
So I think the next couple of months I'm going to be finding my feet a bit in the new role. I'm going to get out and about, get out and about and meet people. But pretty quickly we need to pull in all of the inspiration and the ideas coming through the Netball family and coming through the staffing networks, because we do need to start developing this 10-year strategy. We need to be in a position to pitch for funding. We are really grateful for the ongoing support of Sport England through grant funding, and we want to become more financially sustainable. But we know that this next 4 years, we will require government support, and therefore we need to be ready to put in a funding bid probably in the summer of next year. So we want to make sure that we're really clear on our plans as a sport and that we understand how that hits the agendas that they care about. So, for example, inactivity, gender inequality in sport, those kind of things. So we want to have really inspiring plans to present to them. So we'll be working hard to pull those together.
Fran, thank you so much for your time.
No problem at all.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.